Good morning. I wanted to talk this morning a few minutes about three Pali words, but it is the central concept in the Dharma, and that is atta, anatta, and sunyata. These are really the core understanding of the Dharma, and when anatta and sunyata are realized or embodied, this is what leads us to the end of suffering. So it's very central, very important. And first to start out with atta, which means self, and it means self in the context of this process of putting I, mine, and me onto all of our body-mind experience. And it's sort of, it's the universal human experience we all share. It's the universal human illusion we share that every sense object that comes in, every thought, every sound, every sensation, we immediately attach it with I, me, and mine, right? And then we feel responsible for it. My thought, my reaction, my opinion, you know, and so then there's this sense of self created through this atta, this I, me, and mine that we then take on as this gigantic burden, frankly, we carry that causes us to suffer, this sense of self. And frankly, in our culture, where we're born, I mean, I grew up as a Christian, which is probably a majority experience where there's a sense of sin. The idea is that self is not good, honey. You know, we all have this inner sense of whatever is in there, it's deficient in some way. And my Catholic friends had this in spades with original sin. And the idea is before you even knew there was a tarry brush out there, you were covered with tar. You know, I mean, what a way to stack life against you. And it's funny because I sometimes, as a small investor in the stock market, you feel like it's stacked against us. All the insiders are taking the, you know, most of the profits. Well, compared to that, this idea that we're all totally messed up before we even know who we are is like that on steroids, right? So we start out with this huge structure that is somehow deficient, somehow not good enough, or that we worry about if we are good enough, that we bring to all our experience, which causes suffering, atta. So, anatta. In Pali, the A-N is very similar in English to what would be, for us, would be U-N. Like you think of known and unknown, if you put the U-N in the front, it means the opposite of present, unpresent, realized, unrealized. Well, in the same in Pali, the A-N serves the same way. So anatta means not that process of I, me, and mine, of that not being part of the experience. Excuse me. And a relative of anatta, or sometimes we call it non-self, but I think here the Pali word is more precise, is sunyata. And sunya, or sun, means the voidness of, or the absence of. And this doesn't mean nihilism or annihilation or nothing present. It just means it's void of that quality. Like we might look at this room and say, this room is void of cars, right? Nope. So it's sunya car. It doesn't mean the room is empty. There's plenty here. But it just means the quality of cars is not present in this room, right? Or we could say the same for the color purple. Well, excuse me, Dawn's wearing purple. But just the idea, except for Dawn's shirt, this room is sunya purple. So you get the precise meaning of, so sunyata means the voidness of I, me, and mine. And sunyata is reality. It's the truth of how things are. That in the truth of things, there is no I, me, or mine. So the sunya is sort of what reality is. Anatta is what we're trying to reach in our personal experience through our meditation practice. So that's all great theory and great terms and stuff, but the important thing to us as meditators is how does this roll out in our daily lives? how do we experience this? How do we get caught in atta? What does anatta mean? I mean, sounds great on paper, right? So let's look at this both in terms of difficult experience and positive experience. So in difficult experience, when we have atta, we tend to take something that comes up as a reaction, a response to life, and we feel badly about it. We beat ourselves up about it. Now, actually, things come out of conditioned experience. Everything that arises, arises when causes and conditions are present to support it, and it dissipates when those causes and conditions no longer support it, right? I was thinking back on a time 20 years ago that I was backpacking with friends out in Wyoming, and there were three or four of us, and we settled in one night to camp when suddenly there was something big crashing around in the trees around us. We couldn't see, but it was like 50 feet away. And what happened is there's this body response of fear and anxiety. I mean, it was amazing how much adrenaline there was. And what we did is we built a little campfire, and we all spent the night about 6 inches away from this fire. And every time we thought it's gone away, there'd be more crashing in the brush. And it was interesting. We stayed up all night because we were too adrenalized to even think about sleeping. So in that case, there wasn't a lot of judgment. I think we can all relate to an experience like that and go, yeah, that there's a primal thing about bodily safety when it's you and then some huge bear out there, basically. Well, so that's one level. Another level, which I think we more experience, that there's more judgment and sort of we beat ourselves more. It might be more. A week ago, I am an online retailer. We have a website that we sell things out of. And I was about to leave work one day, and the phone rang, and I picked it up. And it was some customer that said, your site's down. I get on your site and it says site not available. And I'm like, huh. So I got on and sure enough, it's site not available. So I said to her, thank you, I'll try to fix this. And I called our shopping cart service who, every time you tried to go to the cart to actually purchase something, the site would go down. And the first guy I talked to tried to tell me it was my problem and I was doing something wrong. And what happened in the body was anxiety and adrenaline came up in the same way, except the atta part of me said, gosh, you've been meditating 20 years. You shouldn't be feeling this. Do you have that? I shouldn't be angry. I shouldn't be adrenaline. That is the illusion of self operating there. From sunyata, it is simply what is arising. The conditions are right for it to arise, and it's going to be there as long as those conditions are there. So the great thing about the Eightfold Path, because we realize we live a long time before we fully penetrate sunyata, the Eightfold Path is what we do while we're working on ourselves. So right action, right speech, all that stuff comes in handy. I ended up calling back, and the second person I got to, which was their supervisor, said, you're right, we have a glitch in our system. And then the anxiety abated some because I'm like, great, somebody's going to help me. So first response, anxiety came up. Second response, less anxiety. But it was very impersonal. It was just a product of causes and conditionings reacting to whatever my personal experience and my personal conditioning looks like. So we do this all the time. Something happens, we get angry, we get irritated, and we think, I shouldn't be feeling this. But it's actually that illusion of atta which is causing the suffering. And it causes tremendous suffering. I can attest to that. I think we can all attest to that in our lives. The second part, which is a little bit trickier, is atta working in pleasant experience. And I love it. Lou calls these the Dharma success stories, where you have something happen and you don't adrenalize, you sail through it and you have wisdom and kindness, and then you feel like, ka-ching. my practice kicked in. That was just right. And, the reason why this is still atta is there is just a positive attachment to what the I, me, and mine did instead of a negative attachment to it. The reason why it's still suffering is you've bought a coin And the side you're looking to says success. But you cannot detach it from the other side of the coin that says screwed up, you know, which will happen the next time you go through it. It's that worldly dharma of success and failure, you know, which are not real dharmas. So even our positive things, you know, when you're attached to them, it'll eventually cause you suffering because then you also buy into the not doing it right. So that's the atta. So in our practice, when we fully realize, and this takes years, I'm not there. And the great thing is it comes gradually and the relief from suffering comes gradually. But as we sit in our practice and see the whole catastrophe floating by in the space of 45 minutes or over years of practice, and we just realize the conditions are right, anxiety will be present, fear will be present. Other conditions are right. We're on the beach with a pina colada in our hand in the Caribbean somewhere. Pleasant feelings will come up, right? It's seen it all as it's all just the play of life. And who we are is the silence, the pure awareness that is experiencing this as a human being. Just a flow through, sunyata. And the thing about sunyata in my experience is that in sunyata, it doesn't make a difference what your experience is. Good or bad isn't so important. It's just seeing it go by. And there's a quality of feeling really alive, really vulnerable and totally in life, totally in the flow of life. So anatta, atta, sunyata, the cause of our suffering, and really we're sitting here to realize, to penetrate what this means for us fully. Thank you so much. Thank you. Mm-hmm.